lernen Simen nun hey Sif Yud. Im Nar Echad Neulad Bechoftes La'adar Rishayim Bishama Meyuberet. There were two children. One was born the 29th day of Adar Rishayim Bishama Meyuberet. The Nar Echad Neulad Ba'adar Shaini Be'echad Boy. And another child was born the next day, the Aleph Adar Shaini. Now, so we have two children. One was born Choftes Adar Rishayim. The other one was born Aleph Adar Shaini. Ushnas Yud Gimel Eina Morberes. Now, when they're 13 years old, there are not two Chodshei Adar. There's one Chodesh Adar. So Oisai Shen Noilad Bechoftes La'adar HaRishayim. The one who was born 29 days in Adar Rishayim, Tzarech Lahamtin at Choftes La'adar Bishnas Yud Gimel Liyas Ben Yud Gimel Shon. Now, the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar, and he was born Choftes Adar Rishayim. So he will first become Bar Mitzvah Choftes Adar 13 years later. And the second one who was born Aleph Adar Shaini, so he'll become Bar Mitzvah. There's only one Adar in the year of the Bar Mitzvah, so he'll become Bar Mitzvah Aleph Adar. So even though in actuality the second one was born later, he'll become Bar Mitzvah first. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah till now. Eina Murberes. So we're speaking about a case when they were born, there was a Shana Murberes, and there were two adults. Avol in Mishnas Yud Gimel Oyegam Kain Ba'ador Rishin Vasheni Ba'ador Shein. I skipped Avol in Mishnas Yud Gimel Oyegam Kain Ibo. But if in the 13th year it's also a Shana Muberes, Oz Bevadei Hayinu Oimrim, then we'll say Hanoilad Berishin, Yeb Bar Mitzvah Ba'adar Rishin. He was born in Adar Rishin, so when Choftes Adar Rishin comes, it'll be Bar Mitzvah Vasheni Ba'adar Sheni. The problem over here is that in the Shnas Abar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar, and therefore that is the reason that the second one becomes Bar Mitzvah first. At Mem Dalet Tzorech Lahamtin at Choftes La'adar B'Shnas Yud Gimel Liyas Ben Yud Gimel L'Shan. He has to wait to Choftes Adar in order to become Bar Mitzvah. The Mao the time. So what's the Chiddush? She Choshev HaAdar HaRishayim SheNoilad Boy B'Mkoyim Shvat. Now, let us appreciate, let's say when they were born. So there was Shvat, and then there was Adar Rishayim, and then there was Adar Sheini. Now, the Ika Adar is Adar Sheini. That's the Ika Adar. That we'll see later. So the first Adar is theoretically not Adar, because the Ika Adar is Adar Sheini. So I could look at it, so this is the Chodesh, he was born the Chodesh before Adar. So we should give it a din like Shvat. I mean, he was born the Chodesh before Adar. So we should give it a din Shvat. If we would give it a din Shvat, so therefore, because he wasn't born in a real Adar, it's only a Chodesh Muberes, he wasn't born in a real Adar. The Ika Adar is the second Adar. So I should consider that he was born in the Chodesh before Adar, which is Shvat. So now by the year of the Bar Mitzvah, there's only one Adar, so I should say that he should become Bar Mitzvah Chavtes Shvat, because he was born the Chavtes of the month before Adar, so now he should also become Bar Mitzvah the Chavtes before the month Adar, which this year is Chav Teshvat. Then it was Chav Tes Adar Rishayn. But in reality, the Iker Adar is Adar Shayni. So I should consider that he was really born Chav Tes in the Chodesh before Adar. So in this year, it's Chav Teshvat. The Ma'adetayme, say that's the Chiddush over here, שיחושב האדר הראשון שנולד בוי במוקים שבט. I should consider that since it's not the Iker Adar, so he was born in Choftes of the month before Adar. So now, וכיוון שיגיע, in this year there's only one Adar, שגיוון שידיע Choftes בשבט בשנס יד גמול, ינסה במצווה. Kamash Milan, the Loi Amrinen came. So that is the Chiddush, that even though logically the Iker Adar is Adar Beis, but Adar Aleph is also his Hashem Adar, and he doesn't become Bar Mitzvah till the Chodesh that he was born in, it starts the 14th year. So since he was born in the Chodesh Adar, even though halachically the Iker Adar is Adar Beis, but he cannot become, that means it will count the days of 12 months, Chavtes Shvat would make him a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. That means 12 months passed by from the past year. But we have to, in order to be Bar Mitzvah, we have to wait that the month that he was born with started again. That's the beginning of the 14th year. That means he ended the 13th year. He's starting the 14th year. So he has to wait till, since he was born in Adar, so he can only become 14 till the Adar will come. So then that's called that he's starting the Adar of the 14th year. And he was born. He was born Chavtes Adar, so we have to wait for him to become 14, for him to become Bar Mitzvah. That is the Chiddush of this halacha. Mem He is going under the Ramah. Umi Shenoled Ba'adol. A person who was born in Adar. He was born, there was one Chodesh Adar. Benase Bar Mitzvah Bishnas Ha'ibo. And now when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, there's two Adars. When he was born, there was one Adar. And now there are two Adars that he becomes Bar Mitzvah. Einei Nase Bar Mitzvah Ad Adar Hashayni. So we say that since he was born in Adar, he is only considered Bar Mitzvah when the Adar Sheni comes. So that's called the true Adar. So he will only become Bar Mitzvah till Adar Sheni. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Einai Nase. Av al gav. The Kvar Kosav HaMachaber Sivtes, the Chodesh She'ibo Bechlau, the Machaber said that if you have a year that has 13 months, so the year ends after the 13 months pass, Mikol Makim HaVamine Davke B'Neilat B'Chodesh Acher. That means there I could understand as follows, Kegoyim, B'Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he was born Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ushnas Yud Gimel Mu'uberes. Now, the Shnas Yud Gimel, this 13 months, and so Mamele, he becomes Bar Mitzvah, Reish Chaydish Nisni, Nasa Bar Mitzvah Ad Reish Chaydish Nisni. And the Chiddush is, even though it will take 13 months from the last year for him to be to become Bar Mitzvah, but this is a year, but you need 13 years should pass, and this is a year that has 13 months. So he will only be, that means he was born Reish Chaydish Nisan, so the 14th year starts also Reish Chaydish Nisan. So even though he has to wait 13 months to get to this Reish Chaydish Nisan, but that's it. So that's what we said before. That means 13 years have to pass, even though the 13th year has 13 months. That's what we learned before. Avo noilad b'reish chodesh Adar. But what if he was born in chodesh Adar? He was born, there was one chodesh Adar, and he was born in chodesh Adar. And now, b'shas the bar mitzvah, there's two Adars. So, all he has to wait for is to become a mitzvah that Chodesh Adar should come. So the first Adar is also called an Adar. I would think that to make him bar mitzvah in this Adar, אבל נאו בחיידש בריש חיידש אדר אבא מידה דנעשה בר מצווה בריש חיידש אדר רישן. Because I have here 12 months past, and it's Chodesh Adar. He was born Chodesh Adar, and now it is Chodesh Adar. Kamash Malom, that no, he was born the Adarishin Leinikrador. That means he was born in the real Chodesh Adar, that is all Halachis of Chodesh Adar. So he only becomes Bar Mitzvah when the real Chodesh Adar will come the 14th year. The real Chodesh Adar is the second Adar. The Adarishin Leinikre Adar. The first Adarishin is not called Adar. El Chodesh Ha'ibo Mikri. This is called the Chodesh that makes the Shoneh Mu'uberes. But halachically, it doesn't have a cheshivis of Chodesh Adar. So Memela, so you have to wait till the second. You have to wait till the second Chodesh. What's the raya that the first Adar doesn't have a shame Chodesh Adar? Shereyein Koyren Esa Megillah Ba'adar Rishay. He's only in the Megillah. So if he was born in Adar, he was born in a real Adar. He was born in Adar, that you learned the Megillah, or Shchodesh Adar. So now for him to become Bar Mitzvah, you have to start the 14th year, then he'll become Bar Mitzvah. So just like he was born in a real Adar, so he'll only be considered Bar Mitzvah when the 14th Adar will come about, which is Adar Sheni. That's, he was born in a real Adar, so you have to, he's only become a mitzvah when the second Adar will come. That's Pshat in the Ramah. Mi shenoilad b'yayim rishayin b'chaydish kislev. Now, a person was born the first day of Chodesh Kislev, v'ahoyu oz shnei yomim reish chodesh. There were 2 days reish chodesh. Now, let us just understand one thing. We have here Mar Cheshvin in Chodesh Kislev. Now, when there's 2 days reish chodesh Kislev, that means like this. Mar Cheshvin was this 29 days of Mar Cheshvin. The 30th day of Mar Cheshvin is Rosh Chodesh Rishon, and the first day And the next day is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. But the first day Rosh Chodesh in this case is in reality, we don't start counting Kislev from the first day, because this in reality is the last day of Ma'acheshvan. But as Hashem Rosh Chodesh, we say Yalla V'yove, Abba Al Koponim, the Chodesh Kislev starts the next day. Chodesh Kislev starts the next day, and he was born the first day Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is in reality Lamed Ma'acheshvan. What? So he was born in reality. The day was Lamed Ma'acheshvan, and which was Reish Chodesh Rishon Kislev. That's when he was born. Fine. Now, Misha Noilet B'Yom Rishon B'Reish Chodesh Kislev. For you us, Shnei Yomim Reish Chodesh. Fine. U'Bishnas Yud Gimel, Oya Cheshvan Chosav. Cheshvan only had 28 days, and the 29th day was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Cheshvan had only 28 days, and the 29th day was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. There's one day Rosh Chodesh. So now, this person, when is his birthday? That means he was born theoretically Lamed Ma'acheshvan, that's when he was born. And now there's no Lamed Ma'acheshvan. There's a Rosh Chodesh Kislev. There's a Chof Ches Ma'acheshvan, and then there's a Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Fine. So again, he was born Lamed Ma'acheshvan, Rosh Chodesh Rishon, which is Rosh Chodesh Rishon of Kislev. He was not... And when he's bar mitzvah, the cheshvan only goes to Chof Ches, and the next day is Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now let's see like this. Misha noilet v'yayim rishayim b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'ho yu'oz shnei yomim Rosh Chodesh. U'bishnas yud gimel, ho yu'o cheshvan chosav, v'kislev ein ele yayim echad Rosh Chodesh. Af al pikein. So now, a person could think, now between you and me, I wasn't born in Kislev, because I was born the first day Rosh Chodesh, which is really Lamed Ma'acheshvan. I wasn't born in Kislev. Kislev starts tomorrow. Now, there's no Lamed Ma'acheshvan. That's true. There's no Lamed Ma'acheshvan this year. But I wasn't born in Kislev either. So, why should you make my bar mitzvah? You're making my bar mitzvah nishtehine nishaher. I was born Lamed Ma'acheshvan, and no, there's no Lamed Ma'acheshvan. So you're making my bar mitzvah in Kislev. I was born before Kislev. Fine. So what do you do? So he says, Aval pikein, eini nasa bar mitzvah ad Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, the cheshvan is poshut. We have to hold cheshvan, but the cheshvan is poshut. Because in order for him to become bar mitzvah, there has to be yomim shleimim. That means when he was born the 30th day of Ma'acheshvan. So till the 30th day of Ma'acheshvan comes, he's missing a day. He wasn't born. He wasn't born Chof Tes Ma'acheshvan. He was born Lamed Ma'acheshvan. So when he was born, so there was Lamed Yomim Ma'acheshvan. So in order for Ma'acheshvan, he has to come on to Lamed Ma'acheshvan, in order to become bar mitzvah. This Lamed Ma'acheshvan is the 14th year, will make him bar mitzvah. But Kolzman, he was born Lamed Ma'acheshvan. Now we're talking about the bar mitzvah. We're taking two zmanim. He was born Lamed Ma'acheshvan, and now the bar mitzvah, there's no such thing as Lamed Ma'acheshvan. There is Chof Tes Ma'acheshvan. Now, the Chofes Maheshvin is the last day of Maheshvin. Now, if you will look at it, well, he was born the last day of Maheshvin. So, Memela, when the last day of Maheshvin comes around by the Bar Mitzvah, this is the 14th year. When? Then. Well, that Rosh Chodesh Kislev was not really Rosh Chodesh Kislev. It was the first day Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which halachically is Lamed Maheshvin. Yeah. So he was really born Lamed Maheshvin. He was really born Lamed Maheshvin. That's when he was born. Yeah, but if you say the last day of Maheshvin, and you want to say, so now, Choftes, so the last day of Maheshvin, which by the Bar Mitzvah is Choftes Maheshvin this year, so say he'll become by Mitzvah Choftes Maheshvin. That you can't say, because he's missing a day. Because there's a no, that's not true. Because the last day, there was an amount of days Cheshvin had. In order for him to become Bar Mitzvah, all these days have to pass till he become a Gadol. Oh, so then you'll say that so he'll become Bar Mitzvah the first of Kislev. That's what we're going to say. So even we'll start scratching our heads, but he wasn't born in Kislev. So what? But he can't become Bar Mitzvah till Kislev. You need the days to pass. That's right. You need the full 13 years, and the full 13 years will only come about by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. That's what he says over here. So let's see again. Mi shenoyled b'yom rishon b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He was born the first day of Rosh Chodesh. That means there were 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So it comes out he was born Lamed Maheshvin. Bishnas Yud Gimel Oyecheshvin Choser. So Memelis Ocheshvin ends Choftes Maheshvin. The Kislev Einol Eli Yom Echad Reish Chodesh. So Memele Afal Pikein Eine Nase Bar Mitzvah. He won't become Bar Mitzvah. By the boss, he was born the last day of Maheshvin, so he becomes the mitzvah right before the last day of Maheshvin, because that's starting the 14th year. Because then the last day of Maheshvin was Lamed Maheshvin. Now the last day of Maheshvin is Choftes Maheshvin. So he'll only become Bar Mitzvah at Rosh Chodesh Kislev. He'll become Bar Mitzvah Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So even though he was born in Chodesh Maheshvin, but he cannot become Bar Mitzvah till Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Fine. One more case. Umi shenoyled b'Rosh Chodesh Kislev v'lo yoyo rak yom echad Rosh Chodesh. He was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev, lo yoye rak yom echad Rosh Chodesh. And I think Rabbi Kibega says we're speaking about that Maheshvin was Chosa. So I think Maheshvin was let's say 29 days, and he was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Misha Neulet B'Rosh Chodesh Kislev. V'lo yoya rak yom echad Rosh Chodesh. There was one day Rosh Chodesh. He was born Rosh Chodesh. He was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev, which is fine. U'bishnas Yud Gimel Hayu Shnei Yomim Rosh Chodesh. Now, Mishnas Yud Gimel, there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So now, let us say like this. He was born, when he was born, Cheshvin was Chosa. So Cheshvin had 29 days. He was born the 30th day from Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, which was then Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So he was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now, when he, which was 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. Ubishnas Yud Gimel Hayu Shnei Yomim Rosh Chodesh. Bishnas Yud Gimel there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So now the 30th day, which was when he was born, was Rosh Chodesh Kislev, is now Lamed Mal Cheshvin, and the first day of Rosh Chodesh, really now Lamed Mal Cheshvin. So, Nase Bar Mitzvah B'Yom Rishin the Rosh Chodesh. Now it becomes Bar Mitzvah B'Yom Rishin the Rosh Chodesh. That means, even though, now let's look at the irony of this halacha. That means, even though he was born in the month Rosh Chodesh Kislev, but when he was born, that was Rosh Chodesh Kislev was 30 days after Cheshvan. That was Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Now I have a Rosh. Now there's 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. So 30 days after Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan is Yom Rishon of Rosh Chodesh Kislev. So the din is that it's considered since in the Yomim it's the same amount of Yomim. I mean, I was born 30 days after Chodesh Cheshvan, so now also Yom Lamed is now Yom Lamed is 30 days after Chodesh Cheshvan. So even though then I was born Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and now this is really not Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's Yom Rishon de Rosh Chodesh, Afal Pi Kein is Bar Mitzvah then. Let's go a little further. Yes? Mainly, what may want it? I mean, lemaisa halachically, he but what Shabbos is when you call him up with the when he becomes a gadol. Shabbos is nothing. Yeah, we're talking about when he becomes a gadol. That's right. That's right. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. Not when he's called. He's called with her before. Afterwards, okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Avayan she'ovar agzeiris atzibor. The tzibor made a gzeira that he's not allowed to do this. And he's a shaget. He did it. He was avayan the gzeiris atzibor. Oy she'ovar avayre or more than that, not a gzeiris atzibor. He was over an avayre. Amazing. We'll see, he did it with Tayovin. He did it in Aveira. He buys meat at Pathmark because it's cheaper. You can only buy once a week, but in Pathmark you can have meat each night. Im loini duhu, they were not menadehim. Nidui means he's meruchik. That's together of a menuda. Menuda is meruchik from the kol. So a person who's menuda cannot become a tzur of taminyan, because that's the hepach of minyan is a tzur of combining ten yidin together. A menuda, we don't combine with them. But he's not a menuda. He was oiva al gzeiris atzibur, or he was oiva an aveire. But he's not a menude. Nimne yim, he's still a yid. He's a yid that's a choyte afa b'shechot v'yisroel. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah to understand this a little better. Tosav apri megodim davke aveire she'ovar l'tayove. He was over an aveire l'tayove. That means that he can't afford to buy kosher meat. And he loves meat, so he's even a veiler. He buys treif for meat. But the reason he's doing it, that means if they were the prices in the kosher butcher stores would be the same like in Pathmark, so he would go to the kosher butcher store. But since it's not, so memela, so That's why he strikes at me. So that's called the Teyavay. That means he can't control his desires. Avolahaches, but what if they're the same price? No, he's a lahachesnik, a little bit of a record. And he cannot become a tzuruf taminyan. He is a din of a goy. He is a din of a goy. And a mumar, and here the deal she brings down. A mumar to, we'll see this later. Let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. So he has a din of a mumma and is not mitzvahed. Now, a mechalo Shabbos b'farhesye, there are mekilim, the chazaynish, the binyan siyin, I think afhenkim. That means a mechalo Shabbos b'farhesye perhaps is dependent why he's a mechalo Shabbos b'farhesye. That means if he was brought up by parents Mechalle Shabbos, and his chinuch was that there are certain fanatics that do certain things, but we are rational people, and we don't do that. And that was his chinuch. That's he heard from his father and grandfather. So that is not. That is considered a tinika nishba. That means he never was exposed to true Judaism. That's what he heard from his father and grandfather. That's how he was grown up. So Mamele, the Chazani says, so then it depends how much he has to be exposed to true Judaism, and Vashteitzach, he has to have to have the capability of being convinced. He used in a matzah that now he can be shown the emeskite of Yiddishkeit, and so then the Chazon Ish Amar the Koloshen. This is really dependent on the chachmei hador to be done on each person bazunder, what he went through and what he's exposed to now to be done. What is he? Is he now? You know enough already. You still now he's called a Mechalo Shabbos b'Meisi. No, according to his upbringing, he wasn't convinced yet. So it's totally in that. That's what the Chazanish says. The Amudika Loshen of the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that in order to be considered a Mechalo Shabbos, he had to be given Teichocha. That means he had to be shown that it's wrong. He brings a Mordek in Maram, and we don't know how to give Teichocha. You have to know how to speak to him. You can turn him off also. So if we don't know how to give Teichocha, so he's before Teichocha. So he never was explained about Yiddishkeit. So he's before that. Al Kaponim, but that is Al Kaponim. It means, so each case, the Chazanish is bad, each case is different. What he was exposed to, what he's aware of, that he was brought up in Meir Shorim, and he sees a lifestyle of that, so it's different. Al Koponim, but he's a Mechalo Shabbos B'Cheshia means he knows about Shabbos, and he's a Mechalo Shabbos B'Cheshia, didn't he ka'akbeni mitzav. Lai niduhu, and they wouldn't put him in Nidhi. Afilu aveire shechayev olol misa. Afilu yosayvan aveire. As he was Mechalo Shabbos, not the Pharisee. Vatam, so he still received Ba'ochon Chota Yisrael, Afa Pisha Chota Yisrael Ubikdushosik. He doesn't lose Kedushas Yisrael to Achet. So Memele, so he's still a Yid. Unless he's a Mechalo Shabbos, the Pharisee. That means that shows. If not the Pharisee, if a guy is brought down, let's say if he would see an Adam Choshev, as let's say he's carrying, and if he sees an Adam Choshev, he will try to avoid him, that Adam Choshev should not see him carry. So he's embarrassed of an Adam. That's not called the Mechalo Shabbos, the Pharisee. Mechalo Shabbos means I don't care. forget me nicht dann. Baal Kaponim, but here, if it's not a Farashi, it's not a Safilu, he didn't have the Yishayim Vise, based on the Yid. The Kat HaNikro Taroim, now these were people who did not believe in Teresh Baal Peh, Einam Nisaf Lassare, She'einam Moedim B'Teresh Baal Peh, and again, they're not in the category of a Tinnik She'nishba, V'chol mi she'kaiza B'Teresh Baal Peh, Mitzare V'chol Dover She'bektushe, it's not Mitzare V'chol Dover She'bektushe, and neither deal she brings down the person is kaifer betchiyas hameisim, he's kaifer the gula aside, so he's kaifer in schar voenish, that's called his kaifer, that's called an apikairis, and he's not mitzarev. Menuda sifyud beis, menuda, what if they put this person in nidui, in mitzarev and oisei, because that group is pshat in nidui. Nidui means he's muvdo from the kohol. So he can't be mitzur of tamenin if you moved him. So aim itself and oisul hodover shetzor echasor. Abo, mutal ispalo bebeis haknesis shu shom, but if he's there in shul, I can't combine him, that he should be part of the minion, but the aloch is not since he's there, I have to leave the shul. That's at the end of a menuda. A menuda means I can't be mekar of him to me, but I'll come on him if he's there and I'm a kuyif to go out. Unless when they made him a menuda, they said that the richuk should be that no one is allowed to be together with you with blood rule. I mean, when they made him a menuda, they put him in nidui, they can explain what kind of a menuda he is. Menuda means he's bruchba. Yeah. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Look the Mishnah Berurah. Call. No, we don't have a Mishnah Berurah on this. So that's the din. So the din is a menuda. I can't use him to make a minion, but I'm not mechuyev to leave the room when he's there, unless the nidui was said distinctly that. But you have to be meruchik from us. That means, in other words, we will not be in the same room together with you. Then you know, to that what I'm going to say.
Were you that embarrassing
him? Seems not. What? If this whole thing comes about, the karoyim, because that's what the Chazani says, the karoyim bisman chazal were not in like shenishbu. They knew it. But bisman, bisman azev yev such a nechanami, the Chazani says. But by us, the karoyim is taller. It could be a tinik shenishbu.
Hey, what about the
verse
of what the Shiva was saying to him? And then he went off that.
Yeah. He's not a Tinnik Shanishba. Yeah.